USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on plans for the GOP convention later this month. President Trump has just said that he will probably hold his nomination speech for his 2020 re-election bid from the White House.
And we're thinking about doing it from the White House because there's no movement. It's easy, and I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president saying there on Fox and Friends that the first night of the program will be held from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the media will be allowed to attend, which had earlier been up in the air. Trump administration officials and Democratic leaders say they could have a deal on a new coronavirus relief package by the end of this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, as well as other White House officials like Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, all expressing confidence after a meeting that they said was successful on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The storm that was hurricane and then tropical storm Isa Ias is now a post-tropical cyclone. It did kill at least 6 people in the United States and also knocked out power to more than 3 million homes and businesses. Legendary newspaper columnist and writer Pete Hamill has died. Hamill worked for 3 New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, serving as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He said in an interview with CBS News a couple of years ago that New York City papers brought New Yorkers together back in the day.
You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city and the older people to understand the new arrivals.
Pete Hamill was 84. A big upset last night in Missouri's Democratic primary in the 1st Congressional District, where first-time candidate Cori Bush defeated 10-term Congressman William Lacy Clay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
UConn will not be playing its 2020 football season this year. The Huskies announcing this morning that they will not compete this year after getting guidance from state and public health officials and after consultations with students. UConn Athletic Director David Benedict saying the safety challenges of COVID-19 have left an unacceptable level of risk to the school's student athletes and everyone else involved with the sport. Mortgage applications slipping last week despite another record low for interest rates. Overall application volume fell 5.1%, but it's still much higher than it was a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down 6 basis points to 3.14%. And a Florida voter is defending his actions that drew the anger of NASA officials. Chris Tipton was one of many voters who swarmed around the Crew Dragon capsule right after it splash-landed off Pensacola last Sunday. He says everyone was just excited to witness history, and they didn't mean to encroach or do anything that might have proven dangerous. He admits they should have been a little more careful, but he says they were, frankly, just a little overexcited. NASA officials say they put a lot of lives at risk. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.